Ladies and gentlemen, Itmar.
It's a man. It's from a Tom that England expects. Lots of cheery quips falling from his lips.
Like shells all over friends.
Turn on the heat, once more we greet that man, the man again.
All out! All out!
Pardon me, have you any vacancies?
What, at Henry Hall? No fear, we're full to overflowing.
Just a minute, though, just a minute. There may be a vacancy.
Fella called Handley. He's working on the railways. Oh, but he never stays anywhere long.
Then why is he allowed to stay here?
Well, the matron's got a soft spot for him or something. Look, there he is. He must have got the sack again. Lovey, he's sneaking into the larder.
Wait for it.
Oh, right on my Nelson's column. Well... is my Trafalgar Square. Well, here I am, turned up once more like the Irish question. If your mother comes from Ireland, she'll have to show her passport or she'll find herself interned at Holyhead. With the baby on the rack, sir, you
Mr.
will...
Mr. Handler?
That?
What's all that singing out there?
Well, it's a little thing called When English Eyes Are Smiling. Shall I sing the second verse?
Come in here, I want to talk to you.
All right.
So you've left the British Railways, I hear.
Yes.
Because you were always at the pictures.
Yes, and there's another one I want to see. It's a minor masterpiece called Life with Lawler. It's showing in one of these Cole and Horner cinemas.
Don't talk nonsense. I've managed to find you a new job. The country needs houses. You must build them.
Me a builder? I wouldn't know an arch from an alcove. Well, why pick on me?
The people need roofs over their heads.
Oh, well, if it's rafters you're after, timber's the name. Who's going to live in all these houses?
Everyone. You, me.
What, you and me? Why, for you, I'll build a special house, a dream house.
Oh, Thomas, are you serious?
Serious, I can see it all. A stucco paradise set in a well-matured garden, with crockery in the rockery and jiggery-pokery in the shrubbery.
Nonsense.
It's the same thing. And there we'd sit in the porch every evening, laughing our heads off at the funny suckle. Then we'd go upstairs.
I've had enough of this.
Oh, just a minute. We aren't on the landing yet. And I would...
Mr. Handley.
Yes?
Take this card and report immediately.
Oh, so you spurn my dream, do you? Very well, then. I'll build a pigsty at the end of the path, and every time the wind is in your direction, do you know what will happen?
No, what?
You'll be furious at the bottom of the garden.
Go!
Fancy me a builder, eh? Jerry Handley. Ah, well. I'll be at home amongst the hods and bricks. Oh, what a lovely day for going back into the house again. Oh, there's a lot of men playing statues. This must be the building site. Pardon me, sir, is this the Happy Home Housing Estate?
Yes.
Oh, it looks good. Oh, what a crowd of spectators.
Yes, why doesn't it rain?
What, you like the wet weather?
Yes, then they go.
You're so funny. So you hate crowds?
Crowds? I loathe them.
Well, I'm bound to say being the centre of a crowd shakes me.
Me too. I work the pneumatic drill!
Sounds like the shake of Bermondsey. Well, I'd better report to the foreman. Ah, this'll be him boiling the tea in his bowler hat. Good day, sir. Are you the foreman?
Noah.
Oh, Noah. Oh, Noah, are you? You're building another ark?
Who do I go in with? May Carter.
Oh, what's this? Norman Arch, architect. Oh, I'm glad to know you, Norman. How's bricks?
Before you start, I'd like you to draw something.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I've got a touch of the football pools. I can't draw away from home. Oh, all right, I'll try and draw a house.
Why do you start with the window?
Well, so that we can shut up the shutters and sit on the sill. I'll see you later, Arch. I think I'll go home. I can't waste my time standing around.
Standing around, sir. I'll join you.
Oh, hello, Colonel. Well...
What are you doing here? I didn't know you were interested in building.
Henry, I've come to pay my last respects to the public house that used to be on this site.
Oh, so that's why you're out in the biting wind with your hat off and a bunch of hops in your hand. Well, cheer up, Colonel. Tell me, what kind of a pub was it?
Wonderful, sir. The most comfortable floor in London.
Ah, yes, those were happy days when you used to come home with your ears full of sawdust and your mouth full of barmaid's hairpins. Oh, dear. Did you know Willie then?
Know him? Why, Willie's father's brewery owned this pub. You were brought up in the business, weren't you, Willie?
Quack.
Willie, you plastered old drake. Stop quacking in your shoes. Tell me, how's Creek the fortune hunter getting on? Has he persuaded you to have a drink yet, Colonel?
No, sir, but he's positively persecuting me.
Oh?
He keeps blowing invisible froth off an imaginary tankard, wiping his mouth with the back of his hand and picking up wet coins that aren't there. It's sheer torture, sir.
Well, if I were you, I would go up to Creep and I'd say...
Yes, sir?
Oh, good morning, Crawl. Been out for a pub, Creep? I mean, been out for a... How are you?
All the better for seeing you, Mr. Hanley. Little does he know that I'm planning his downfall, too.
You know, you started something with that cackle, Creep. Little does he know what the Russian peasants are saying. Good old Fashinsky. Anyway. Colonel, what are you doing with that cow on the end of a string?
Well, this animal, sir, provides my allegiances. I detest it. Its habits are as disgusting as its output.
Now, Colonel, your milk, sir.
Little does he know I'm feeding the cow on rum.
Well, what a harmonious cow. Haven't I heard it in music while you jerk? Well, come on, Colonel. Get on with the milk.
I can't face it, sir, on an empty stomach. You drink it, Willie.
Certainly, Humphrey. Oh, it's delicious, Humphrey. Have a sip, Andy.
What, me? All right. Is my hat on straight? I think it's terrific.
Tiled again, but I'll get it yet.
Come, Buttercup.
You talking to me? Oh, the cow, I mean, from the cow.
Wait a minute, Creep. This cow wants looking into. Willie and I and Buttercup will go off together on the brews. I mean the brows. Good day, Pop.
Goodbye, boys. There go the three of them, Bavine, Moore, and Navarre. Well, there's a crowd of people actually finishing a house. I wonder who they are.
Where the choir? How are you, Mr. Handler?
Oh, it's you lot again, is it? Well, what sort of houses do you build?
Houses are nice, houses.
Thank you.
Those are three very nice houses, but I think I prefer the middle one.
Why?
It's in the center. Well, I ought to get going. I wish somebody would tell me what to do.
You want to start by studying the pants. Look at this.
Who are you?
I'm from the surveyor's office. You must start from the pants.
Your plumbing's not too good. Well, what are these plants?
Well, they show the specifications.
I know what it is. Your washer's come loose. Have you got a list of the specifications?
Yes. Here's the list. But first, the plants.
I see your trouble. You've got an old-fashioned system. Well, I've seen the plans. So what?
So long.
Well, that was a nice shower of rain. Hope the roads don't freeze or I'll never get home tonight. Well, I better pretend to do some work. Hey, you on the ladder, throw down some of those bricks, will you?
What, me? In my state of health?
Yes. Dear old Atlas, puffing and blowing as loudly as a lot of men running for a train. Well, what's the matter now?
It's me breathing. I can't stop it.
Go on. Any doctor will stop it for you under the new scheme. Why don't you go in for more sport?
Well, I went to the dogs last night. There was such a crowd, I got properly upset.
Well, you shouldn't have undone your shirt, and then the dog wouldn't have seen the hair. You're a big baby, that's what you are. You should sail calmly through life. You've got enough ballast fore and aft.
Yes, but I get a pain whenever I turn over in bed.
Well, that's the cargo shifting. You've stowed too much away between decks.
Oh, no, I haven't. Last night, I only had a couple of sandwiches when I got into bed to stop the rumbling.
Oh, that's you, is it? I thought it was the tube running under your house. Well, you shouldn't eat in bed.
What? Not eat for 8 hours? Blimey, I'd starve.
You wouldn't. You do what I do. I paint a sausage on the ceiling, and when you feel hungry, dip the thumb in the mustard. You see, now go on.
Oh, dear.
Young men.
Oh, thank you, madam.
When will this house be finished?
I don't know. Do you want one?
Yes, I have got so many children. Do you know what it means to sleep 5 in a bed?
Well, I should say so. I've been on tour many a time. I remember once with a desert song, sharing a room with 3 riffs on a lute. And, you know, every time anybody snored, there was a sandstorm. One night I just...
Young man, yes. I don't believe you know anything.
Me? Let me tell you, madam, I know quite a lot. I know how to saw a woman in half. But not until the other day. Well, I suppose I'd better get on with the building. Ah, there's a good bricklayer at work. Pardon me, sir. Would you give me the lowdown on this bricklaying lark?
A little cylinder. It'll take not take plumbering, but the still have to get a little low. The still have to be careful a little to keep the little absolutely parallel.
Thank you very much, but I...
Now, a couple of follow the plans, and it's displayed on a blueprint. And take the plow gently and a little dip it in the mud.
Yes, but I want to know how.
Then just pull out of the bottom of the bottom and smooth the down until you come completely a little.
I can't understand it. He's got Donald Duck's disease. Now listen, you. Now how can I stop the old bubble gummer? I know, I'll cut his braces. That's it.
Oh! Somebody's pop over my braces.
No, look out, look out.
Oh, come on, Charles, come down.
That old gag never fails. Well, now I know all about bricklaying, I'll have a go, I think. Ah, the buzzer. First in the canteen, me. Now, I'd like a guinea fowl, half a guinea pig and a jam roll.
Oh, no. But what can I get you, sir?
Well, I might have known. Mona in a new job. Doesn't that husband of yours ever do anything?
Oh, yes, sir. But he had a bit of bad luck yesterday. He went to the labour to sign on for unemployment. But they hadn't got any, so they give him some work.
Well, they gave me some once, but I wouldn't have it. It didn't look fresh to me. Well, what work did he get?
He has to be a ventriloquist dummy, sir.
What? Does he sit in a man's knee and have his head taken off twice nightly?
Well, it isn't a man, sir. It's a lady.
Oh.
But she's lost her voice. So now he has to be the vent.
Well, is he any good?
No, sir. You see, he's a bit clumsy. And the first night, he sat her on his knee, pulled the wrong string, and everything come down, including the curtain.
Well, he ought to have rehearsed the act more.
He did, sir, with my young sister, the unmarried one, what the Americans used to call Rita Haycart.
Oh, is she the one the War Office now calls Marshal Ada? What a girl, eh?
Yes, sir. She's like me. She's got a fatal fascination for men.
Well, you amaze me, Mona. I never thought of you like that.
Oh, yes, sir. Men buzz round me like blue bottles round cold mutton. So, you see, Little couldn't keep his mind on the job.
Well, never mind, Mona. Remember, it's been so cheerful.
Don't say it, sir.
Why not?
Little did I know till I married Little. Goodbye, sir.
Oh, goodbye, Mona. Poor old Mona, what a life she has. Hello, look at this character with a twitching twig in his hand.
Aside, please stand.
What's the idea?
I abort a diviner arm.
Oh, really? Now tell me about it.
Silence! I have nearly discovered the water. See, the twig twitch. Here the water is. Dig, dig.
What, me?
Yeah, cracking it.
Cracking? Well, me swipe. Oh, all right, I'll dig.
Ah, the water comb.
It's not water, it's oil. We struck a gusher.
Leaks no luck I have. Always when I look for water, I strike oil.
Oh, no, well. He's gone and left me alone with a gusher.
Mr. Handler.
And here's another one.
Mr. Handler, why are you standing there covered with dirt?
Well, this isn't dirt, it's oil. I've just discovered an oil gusher.
I can't see any gusher.
Eh? Well, it was here a minute ago.
Mr. Handler, you're suffering from hallucinations. Goodbye.
Well, what a swindle. That gusher gushed out of the ground, gurgled and gushed off again. Well, I better get this oil off me clothes. Ah, there's a mop over there. No, it isn't. It's Ray Jenkins.
Hello, Tommy Bar.
By the way, what happened to you after the concert last night?
Well, I pushed into a pub with pushing off, poured down a pint and pushed off again.
Well, what did you say?
I can't go through that again.
Well, what are you doing here?
You know perfectly well, Tommy.
Oh, all right. Well, say it. Go on.
Well, Warwick Bidgood has arranged a piece which he has called A Lament to Last Summer.
Oh, 60 years of rain, eh? Well, play, Fountain. I mean, Ray.
We'll be right back.
The foundations a bit. Now I'll pop into the canteen for some chook. Ah, what's on the list today?
Shepherd's pie!
Charming woman. Well, I'll have a large portion and knife and crook. And I think I'll have a smoke while I'm waiting.
Can I have a light, please? Hello.
Hello? Sophie Tuckshop smoking.
Oh, yes.
Well, don't you know it'll stop your growing?
It hasn't up to now.
You're telling me. Anyway, I didn't mean growing up. Have you been smoking long?
Well, I took a puff of one of my daddy's cigars this morning.
Well, didn't it make you feel sick?
Oh, yes, terribly. But I'm all right now.
I see. Well, what are you doing here?
I've just brought my daddy's dinner up.
Eh? Oh, of course, I see. And I see what you mean. Well, is your father working here?
Oh, yes. He does the catering.
But doesn't he eat in the canteen?
No fear. He knows what's in the shepherd's pie.
Oh, does he? Hey, miss, cancel the pie and tell the shepherd he needn't wait. Well, where is your father's dinner?
In this basin.
Well, let me have a look. But why, it's empty.
Oh, I forgot. Daddy likes it hot, so I kept tasting it to see if it was. And I came the long way round.
I see. Well, what are you going to do now?
Oh, I'm going back for my dinner.
Where do you put all this food? All right, don't tell me. But haven't you gone back to school yet?
Yes, but only for a day. Teacher said I looked ill.
Oh, was that just before one of your all right nows?
Oh, no. You see, I put blue chalk round my eyes and powdered my face with talcum, and when Mummy saw me, she fainted.
And then what happened?
I ate her tea.
Will anybody fan me with an Abby's wrist strap? What did your mother do when she recovered?
Oh, she thought it was the dog, and she made him go without his dinner. So I had that too.
Goodbye. 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 What a genius that child is. You know, she's got an infinite capacity for getting pains. Hello, where's that fellow going with the suitcases? Here, Al, what's the game?
Pot down, mate. The foreman talk to me.
What for?
Well, I surprise the boys on this site with all their spend against.
Spend against?
Yes.
Well, that's a new one on me.
They're all new ones. You don't think I'd sell them a lot of junky doos, do you? Here, what about a brace of boggy cluffers for you, eh?
Junky doos and boggy cluffers?
Yes.
I can play this game. I'll tell you what I could do with, though. Half a dozen snifter cobs.
Snifter cobs?
Yes, you know. The ones with the flogadites on the Memphis.
I don't get you, Governor.
Well, go and see the Wazza at the Dazzy.
Dazzy?
I don't know. I never asked him. Now go on, get away. What ignorance. I don't know how he dare show his barrow in Oxford Street. Well, I better get on with my work. Well, a foreman in tears. I've waited for years to see this. What's the matter, chum? Somebody pinch your library book?
Didn't you know? The mayor's coming to declare the housing estate open in a minute, and we haven't built one yet.
Oh, cheer up. I'll leave it all to Uncle Tom. I'll have a house up before you can say Jack Hilton.
Jack Hilton?
That's too quick. Now, don't too quick. We must start both together.
Do you really think you can do it?
Yes, I'll show you that I am the antithesis of incorrigibility.
What's the antithesis of incorrigibility?
So after Putney Bridge works straight, eh? What did you say?
I said What's the antithesis of incorrigibility?
Frisbee, how dare you come onto this building site looking like a goat with a 10 o'clock shadow? Anyway, now you're here, I want your help. Now, I'm putting up a house for the mayor. And don't say, is it a stable, or I'll crown you.
Well, I was just going to. Thanks for the warning.
Oh. Now, hand me up that wall, will you?
Oh, right, you are.
That's it.
Hey, Tom, can you hear me?
Of course.
Well, can you see me?
No, and if you say, then it's a good wall, I'll crown you again.
I was going to, but thanks for the warning.
Listen, Fizz, why do you stand there with your face quivering like a cornfield full of rabbit scallopies? And waste my time trying to crack old gags.
Well, don't you think they're funny?
No, I don't.
Well, that's queer. My mother does. She ought to know. She's in the newspaper world.
Oh, that's very interesting. Does she write?
Not if she can help it. Now, she's more in the circulation side.
Oh, a sort of sales manager.
Yes, sort of. She sells papers outside the station.
Oh, enough of this persiflage. Get the house up. Here comes the mayor. Lummy, it's a woman mayor. Oh, I wish I'd known. I'd have creased my trousers under the steamroller.
Hey, just a minute, Tom. Then? Going back a bit, what's a persiflage?
Oh, go and duck your auntie in the canning dock. Go and get her.
Oh, Mrs. Mayor, this is the Mr. Handley who's been responsible for this magnificent house.
I'm delighted to meet you, Mr. Handley. It's rather a small house, isn't it?
Well, you see, we ran out of big planks, so we had to make it of wee Georgie wood. Now, have a decker with the Dolly Harmer windows. A beautiful thing.
How can the ordinary person get through that little door?
It's quite easy. You just lie on the ground, put your head in first, and the maid sucks you through with a vacuum cleaner. And you notice that crack in the wall?
Yes.
You would.
What are those poles doing across the drawing room?
I don't know. We can't get them to go back. I don't know why. Oh, you mean... I see what you mean. You mean those perches? Well, you stand on those to sweep the ceiling. Don't you think you'd better open the house, fellow?
Very well. I declare this extraordinary building open.
Little does she know she's just opened the hen house.
You've been listening to Tommy Handley in Itmar with Jack Train, Diana Morrison, Hugh Morton, Fred Yule, Derek Giler, Joan Harbin, and Hattie Jakes. Handley's Curbside Choristers, directed by George Bernstor. The Augmented Variety Orchestra, leader George Deason, conducted by Ray Jenkins. Script by Ted Kavanagh, produced by Francis Worsley.